is and seeing the way they were defending you guys is going to be possible. Just curious on how you guys are able to capitalize.
They were synced in a lot. I think that's their game plan, was to sink in through the shift spot and on the baseline. And Book and Grayson and myself were making plays for each other. And, you know, we were shooting them. So, more of those games we'll continue to, you know, put 117, 120 up.
I got to ask, I'm trying to figure out that you're a celebration three where you put your hand up and then put your hand over your ears. Like, what?
I got to see it again. I got to replay that again.
Can you translate what the message was for that?
You know when a loud bomb goes off? Yeah, that was it right there.
I'm sure. Just checking.
We did see you hug with Ja right
before that, right?
Was that communicated?
No,
just did it because...
I just remember those days, and I thought it would be funny, for sure.
What's it like as a competitor? I mean, I know there's the emotional side when you come back here and see all the people, but when you get on the floor and Jaren's guarding you at the start of the game, and you see Santi, you're talking with him a little bit, what's that like?
It's barbecue chicken. For sure. When I see those guys. But it's always great, you know. Always guarded them in practice when I was over there. Had our days together, you know, grew up in this NBA together. So it's always fun when I see those guys and they get on the island with me, especially now, showing exactly what's going on.
Hey, Dylan, you've had some great years in the NBA, and this is probably one of your best years. Mm-hmm. What have you done to get to this level?
Three things. First thing, I worked all tirelessly in the summer. The second thing is a coach believed in me to, you know, put the ball in my hands and make plays. And the third thing was GM trusted me to make plays as well. So those are the three things.
When you look at this Grizzlies team, there's two guys on it that you played with. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's a big transition. Is that weird to look at the team now and be like, everybody except for a couple of guys is gone?
You know, there's still a guy. I play with Ja, Jaren, Santi, John Conchar. Brandon Clark, the team's still the same. I just think they move too fast, especially when I was there, when Dez was there, Steve was there. I think they move too fast, trying to be reinventive too fast and kind of bite him in the butt a little bit. And now they got to work and play off of others that, you know, it's not their fault. You gotta be willing to have communication, have trust in the players that can play hard for you. And, you know, I think that's not what I see over there now.
I think one of the last things I remember you saying in Memphis, when you were talking about reflecting on those last few games and whatnot, you were saying that you weren't getting, like, plays called for you and things like that. Is this kind of what you saw, like, this role that you're having now? Is this what you saw for yourself when you were saying, like, that type of thing at that time?
Yeah. I still don't get no plays called for me. But, you know, I worked on my game, and I'm able to get to my spots when I want to, and you know, and I'm making shots, and you know, and that just goes to the work that I put in the summer and the trust, like I said, from my coach and from the front office, and then the players, you know, make plays, and then they challenge me during the games to, you know, when I do get it going and then load it up in there to pass the ball, as you heard Grayson Allen before you left.
Speaking of Grayson, what would you like to see him find his rhythm on this game?
Yeah, we need Grayson when we get down into, you know, those gritty games. We're going to need Grayson to knock down like 5, 4 threes and make plays, because, you know, he's not just only sure he can get downhill and make plays for teammates to finish at the rim. Obviously, shoot the basketball, extend the floor. So I'm glad he's getting his feet under himself. And, you know, we'll see in the next couple games, he's going to start getting back to where he was when he had 10 threes. Bryce!
We saw you with Jaren after the game. You still stay in touch with them, still friends?
Yeah, always. You know, see them in the summer. Always catch up, see how they're doing. Like I said, we grew up together in this NBA where we needed to make ourselves have a name in it and be known and make money and all this stuff. So, you know, these things will never, you know, ever dissipate. Those are my friends for life.
It's like revisionist history or anything, but you know, now you hear a lot of those things where you hear fans kind of wishing the Grizzlies would have kept you. Yeah. I know you hear the thing about the identity, the toughness of the teams and gone since players like yourself left. How do you receive that as a player who, you know, has moved on in your career and you've gone to another stage of your career, but you play with? Like, how do you receive that when you hear those type of things?
I take the flowers and I plant them. But, you know, I am on, like you said, on to the next, and trying to get this team back to the playoffs and compete every single match. Appreciate it.